questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all around the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. The question of the day that has been asked by a respected questioner is concerning the holy shrines of the imams and the, let's say, the people belonging to the Ahlul Bayt and the household of the Prophet. It has been asked that why are the shrines of imams so luxurious, that is, such as a mirror work, like millions of chanelin, etc., something like, for example, the palace of a king. So they have been beautified by different, let's say, beauties all around the, let's say, holy shrine. And we are saying that these imams are from the ordinary classes of the society. But the kind of the way, but the way that we are adorning their holy shrines does not want to prove such a reality. So, is really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with what we are doing with their holy shrines and make it that luxurious? For example, putting some gold and, let's say, beautiful chandeliers, as I said and referred to. And some, let's say, dharih for the tomb of the imam, and etc. So, how would be the best answer for such person to say that, okay, it really differs from the palace of a king?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I believe that we cannot compare the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wasalam to any other palace, yeah, because these palaces are the palace of the unjust rulers who want to oppress people and to want to cause trouble and injustice to the people.
Yeah.
We cannot at all compare it to the palaces of the rulers, because they are very luxurious. These palaces very luxurious, and lots of money has been spent on that, and so on and so forth. But talking about the holy shrine of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wasalam, you see that first of all, these are from the donation. For the most cases, I mean, generally speaking, these are from the donations of people.
Yep.
People, they want to spend their money, okay, yep, for making the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt and to beautify it to some extent, for example, using the beautiful lights, and sometimes the, for example, they use gold in the dome of Ahlul Bayt for making that, and they just want to give some beautification.
So the question is that why don't they spend such charity work on the people who are in need, and poor people or needy people?
Because these are, first of all, these are from Sha'air Allah. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَمَنْ يُعَدَّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This is in chapter Al-Hajj, verse number 32. Mm-hmm. If a person glorifies the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is an indication of the, purity of hearts. These are from the Sha'airullah, and it wanted to, give, importance to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first of all, you see that these are from Mawaddah.
Yeah.
From affections of Ahlul Bayt, because people, they love it. And of course, all Muslim denomination, whether Shia or Sunni, they believe in Hubbun Nabi.
Very true.
All of them, they love Noble Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have kind of love and affection with Noble Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And this Hubbun Nabi and Ahlul Bayt, I believe that all Islamic denominations believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And this hub and mawadda shows and indicate itself to the, you know, in this way. They want to make it beautiful. Because mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love Ahlul Bayt. Because I feel kind of, you know, relationship, you know, heart relationship with them. I love them. And because of that, I want to make it very beautiful. I want to make it to some extent attractive. And these are not exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, you know, false in it. And you see that, what is the outcome of that?
Mm-hmm.
The outcome of that, you see how righteous people have been educated in the Holy Shrine. They attribute themselves to the Ahlul Bayt and to the school of Ahlul Bayt, and they go and help the other destitute people in the name of Ahlul Bayt, and they give charity. All of that, these are outcome of the, you know, school of Ahlul Bayt and how they wanted to educate themselves and to, for example, to be helpful for other people.
And this sort of beauty, is, as far as I know, is not really, not necessarily just to make it that, let's say, glorious in the form that the palaces of the kings are, because they are going to be a place for the worship of the people. Usually, if we look at all these holy shrines, we see that just close or beside that tomb or dome of that, let's say, imam, we have a place for the worship of the people. So do we have the same case and the same thing in the palaces of the kings? It's not something like that.
I said in the beginning of this episode, the comparison itself is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the palaces, for example, you see some examples of the, you know, palaces has been made all over the world. You cannot do this comparison to the holy shrine of, for example, Imam al-Hussein or Hazrat Abbas. You cannot do this comparison because there is no, you know, way for this comparison. Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
These are places for, as you mentioned, for the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holy shrine of Ahlul Bayt. A place for worshipping. And you see this sahn and these yards and places only, it has been added to the haram and the holy shrine of Ahlul Bayt. They are for the, for, you know, for worshipping and for the residence of the visitors. They go there and for the, just to take rest and to pray and to have some kind of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say that this building, all of that considered to be place for worshipping Allah.
Very true.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you do not see any luxury over there, but mm-hmm. compare it to the palaces that are all of that, they are luxurious.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
It is beautified as a masjid, or let's say a mosque is going to be beautified for the purity that we are looking, I mean, material purity that we want from a masjid and we are expecting from a masjid.
For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that خُذُوا ذِينَتَكُمْ عِنَّ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ.
Very true.
When you go to the masjid, a place mm-hmm. or mosque to place, take your best clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It should be tidy, it should be nice, clean. Can you say that it is, for example, is that extravagant? Can mm-hmm. you say that? No.
So these are the places that are based on the Quranic verse. We are beautifying a masjid for the worship of the people.
Let me explain. You know, we see that we have the concept of zina, which means to make it beautiful.
Yeah.
It is totally different from the, for example, israf or tabzir, extravagance or spending lavishly some money. I want to say that these titles are totally different from each other.
True.
Just we want to make it some comfortable place for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to visit the holy shrine of Ahlul Bayt. These are different from the extravagance or doing israf, tabzir or any other lavishly spending.
Mm-hmm. And so let's take it for granted that, for example, the holy shrines are needed to be so. But how come How do we justify the kind of, let's say, beautifications that we are making on the tomb of some other ordinary people, like all of the scholars, like that of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh? Can it be justified?
Of course, we have the just, you know, even the same explanation here, because Imam Khomeini, after all, he was a grand, you know, Ayatollah. I can say, generally speaking, he was the concept of Wilayatul Faqih and Waliyul Faqih, you know, because he was a general deputy of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to say that because, again, the same story is here, because he was a from the, you know, general deputy of Imam al-Mahdi. And because we have this kind of love and affection to Ahlul Bayt, we have the same for his successor, general deputy of the Imam al-Mahdi. I want to say that the same story and the same reasoning is here for Imam Khomeini.
One last question, I want you to be brief, Sheikh. And it has been asked that, can it be less, I mean, can this beautification can be less than what we are seeing, and the rest could be, let's say, distributed and handed out to the poor or to the needy of the Islamic Ummah? For example, we could make or define a standard of this, let's say, beautifying the holy shrines and the rest to be given to the needy. So the stress on that is coming from those who are usually criticizing. But it's true that those who are criticizing, they themselves never help any poor or needy at all in their own life. But they are insisting, why don't you help the needy of the ummah, so that you are actually stressing on beautifying such places?
You see that the priority, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, priority goes to Sha'air Allah. Priority goes to signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? Because, for example, we have the concept of the, for example, recommendation of giving charity to the poor people. For example, about the concept of zakat, one of the, you know, charity goes to the poor people. And, of course, the explanation of that. Or even the concept of khums. You know, to some extent, it goes to the poor of Sadat. And
so everything in its own place. So yeah. If it goes for charity, okay, it has already, a way has been defined for that already. If you go for, let's say, ta'lim sha'ar Allah, so it has another way for that. So when we are actually investing in such places, it does not mean that we ignore and neglect the charity giving to the needy, right?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations, and you respect listeners for staying tuned and listening to Q&A Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show, as I did. Please join us again in our upcoming sessions by next week, same time. Once again, I'd like to thank Sheikh Nur Muhammad for his enlightening and scholarly information and scholarly answers to the questions. And I leave you all to our next session and Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن